episode 28. This is the Declutter Me podcast, a show about how to organize and declutter your life. And I've got your host, Shalina, here.
Hi, Shrek.
How's it going?
All right, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Very excited about this episode.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're going to do a little bit of an introspective episode. Is it a retrospective?
I don't know.
I think it's introspective.
Okay.
But anyway,
yes.
We're going to go with introspective. We're going to do a little bit of an introspective episode.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
All right, yeah. I mean, because we've been doing tips for a little while now, and granted, we do very low-level stuff in terms of just introductions to how to get started. But, you know, what would be maybe some of the circumstances under which someone would really need to get someone professional to come in and look at their stuff? Like, are there certain conditions why they would need to do that?
So it's great. We give tips, and people listen and say, yes, we're going to do it. But there's always that element with organizing that people procrastinate. And that happens a lot. You know, everybody has, even I have it occasionally, that, you know, you go, oh, I'm going to do this, and then you just don't do it. You know, or you go, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And that happens a lot with clearing your clutter and with getting organized. You want to be organized, you know, straight away, but it takes time. Like, it didn't take you a day to get all the clutter coming into your life, say into your wardrobe or into your kitchen. It will take time to clear it. Now, if you do it yourself, you could do it and spend an hour or two doing it all the time, you know, every day or once a week, but you stop and start. And even when you're doing those 2 hours, you know, you will procrastinate. You know, you'll look on your phone, you'll go make a cup of tea, you'll go to the bathroom. So you won't get on with it and do it, and then you only do a little bit and get frustrated because you're not clearing the clutter. So with using an organizer, you get to clear the clutter quickly. With me, you pay me to get on with the job. So I will push you. I won't let you procrastinate and, you know, go on your phone or take a break, because you've booked that time with me. We're not going to waste time. We're going to get straight to the point. And I want you to clear that clutter as much as possible so that you could go back to living your day-to-day life, but in an organized manner. So that's the main reason to use an organizer. But there's various situations when you really do need an organizer in your life. A big thing that I do is to help people when they're moving their homes, out of their homes. Like, you're moving into your nice new home. You don't want to take the clutter with you. You want to go into a home starting clutter-free. So what I recommend to a lot of people is that you book me in a few days before you're leaving and clear the clutter in the drawers. So we go through, say in a day, we go through all the major areas. So your kitchen, getting rid of all the expired food, the utensils you don't use, the saucepans that are broken or burnt. You know, you go through the clothes that don't fit you. Get rid of the magazines, donate the books, you know, all these kind of things that you don't need to bring with you, and you don't need to waste your money with the movers and packing away that are going to take up valuable storage room or space in your new house. Let's get rid of it now. So that's a very good reason to use an organizer, and that's what a lot of people do. Another reason organizers are contacted a lot is when people have used storage units, and you pay money to use these storage units and then never go through the items. And a lot of the time you actually don't need to be using these storage items and paying a lot of money for them. It's just, you know, you've gotten all the stuff, put them in a box and dumped them somewhere. And it's a waste of money. So instead of wasting that money, let an organizer come in with you, go through the items and get rid of the things that you don't need anymore. And the things that you do want to keep, we'll organize it properly in boxes so it's easy to locate when you do need to access them, when you stop using that storage unit as well. And another big thing with organizers, like, you know, there's always relatives or friends who say, why are you contacting this person to come and organize you? I will help you. But there's an emotional aspect to organizing and decluttering. Like, how many people have been in your wardrobe? Like, who goes in your wardrobe?
Nobody.
So that's the thing. Nobody, you know, most people don't have anybody go in their wardrobe. And if to have suddenly your family member or your friend see it can be, especially if you have a lot of stuff, it can be embarrassing. With someone like me, I have no emotional attachment to your stuff and to you. I can look from an organizer's point of view, say to you what I think should stay and what should go, and then organize it so it looks neat and tidy without you feeling any embarrassment. And I can help you make an unbiased decision on whether to keep, sell, or throw away the item as well.
Do you find that people also sometimes need an external person to come in because they're not able to tell a family member or a spouse or someone that they've been hoarding, and it's an uncomfortable conversation, and they kind of want, it's easier when it comes from someone external to be like, you've got a lot of stuff, let me help you clear it out, because this person's not able to do it on their own.
Yeah, and that does happen a lot. And it's happening now with a lot of elders. So the children are contacting me and asking me to help to declutter the house. But the problem is they don't know how to tell their parents that they've got too much stuff. And also the kids sometimes have too much stuff as well. So what we do is we declutter and organize the kids' room. So the person who calls me says, this is the situation. There's too much stuff in the whole house. My parents are hoarders. What do we do? And I'll always say, let's do your room first so they can see what I do, how I work, and meet me and see what I do with your room. And that will inspire them to book me to do the rest of the house. And that does happen. So, they will suddenly, and then I will talk to them privately, to the parents or to the brothers and sisters and cousins or whoever. And we've got so much stuff. What do I do? And I'll go, well, look, this is what I do. I am not related to you, I can help you clear this.
Yeah, and you can be a little bit harsher as well, right? Like when it comes to like actually decluttering the stuff, somebody had to tell their parents like, no, you're wrong, this has to go. This is a lot harder conversation to have because the parent or whatever the relative will tend to overpower. Like you can be a bit sterner, right? Because you get to walk out the door afterwards.
And I say to people, I'm like, I don't care if you yell or swear at me or whatever or cry, I'm here to help you. But actually what happens is that the family members between them will be doing the yelling and swearing and crying between themselves. Whereas with me, they're more embarrassed of doing that. So they will, they'll try and be a bit more diplomatic and they'll listen because there's somebody externally saying. So it is easier in a way to say, look, this is a reason why you need to get rid of this stuff. So that's some of the reasons why people should hire professional organizers.
Yeah, and we've also referenced in previous episodes as well, right? I mean, I know this is something you do for your clients, but then this is something that also helps where we talk about the 90% syndrome as well, right? Sometimes you might, you get caught up and you might actually, like, let's say you stick it out, you've done it and you've done everything, but then that 10%, how do you get rid of this stuff? How do you dispose of it? Sometimes you put it in a bag and then that bag goes back in on a shelf somewhere and then it just stays sort of cycled back into the house somehow. Or you have second thoughts, so you second guess yourself. And so this way, having this external person doing it, A, helps you because you can make a stronger decision. Or someone can force that on you. But then also, secondly, can also help you get rid of some of the stuff. You're in touch with different organizations and stuff that can help take the stuff away or sell it or other options like that as well, which is, again, another angle where that would be another benefit.
There seems to be a lot of things with parents, especially mums, who see the bags of stuff being decluttered and like to take it and go, oh, well, I'll review it and I'll give it to charity. And then they take it and put it back in the wardrobe. And that happens with a lot of families. So it does help to have someone like me go, no, it's fine. I'll take it. And I take it away and put it in my car and give it, for sale or for donation.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we wanted to just introspect a little bit. We've been giving tips for a while and we'll continue to, of course, but I wanted to, give people these tips as well to be like, hey, a lot of the stuff that we talk about in life today is about self-awareness and how do you understand for yourself that, hey, you know what, this is so much I can do, and then this is something where I need a professional, I need someone to come in and help me out. That can be anybody. So, as always, you can find us in any podcast player you prefer. We're also in some of the music streaming apps now, such as Spotify and Angami. And so, yeah, subscribe and keep listening.
You can always go to decluttermeme.com, fill in the contact form, and I'll come back to you as soon as possible.
We'll be back next week with more tips. See you then.
Thanks. Bye.